Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. We're going to talk today about Matthew's Gospel, the reading that we're given, chapter 8, the story of Jesus calming the sea. But I also want to do it in the context of the moment that we're living in. The apostles are, you know, they're in the boat with Jesus, and the storm hits, and they're shaken, and they're fearful. And the Lord, I think, wants us to be able to take from this encounter the apostles had with Jesus and what he expected from them in the midst of that storm, some lesson and some confidence and some hope for the storms that we're living through. I mean, we really are at a time of great change, disruption, shaking. It's a time where the storms are and the winds are blowing intensely. And the Lord is shaking the nations. He's allowing them to be shaken. And it began with, as we know, we talked about in the program before, it began with the COVID virus that we're still battling at some level. But the astounding experience of what happened in the outbreak of the virus and how the whole world, nearly the whole world, was shut down. And I've talked a number of times on the program, as have others, about what the Lord wanted to do in that context to draw us closer to him. But mainly, I think, to get the attention of the whole world, to specifically, and in the first place, get the attention of the church, his people, and to get everybody off the treadmill, to slow down, to stop the noise, and in the context of it, to not only slow down, but to have to face something, to have to face a mortal enemy, this invisible virus that was sending panic throughout the whole world, and people were dying, people were catching the virus. Nobody knew exactly how far and how aggressively it was going to spread. We still don't have all the answers on it, but the whole world was confronting its mortality, from the richest to the poorest. In a moment, all of us were facing something we weren't sure how to defeat. We didn't know how long it would take to defeat it, and it was a mortal struggle. One of the things the Lord wanted us to be able to see in that moment is our mortality, is to come face to face with death, to come face to face with the reality that many, maybe most people in the world, have never really come to terms with it, have never faced it, are not asking the question and being willing to be honest about their fear of death. The fact that they don't have an answer for death, and how so much of life is a battle to stave off death and death's power over the human heart. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 says, the devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. How does he do that? Well, one of the ways he does is he casts a shadow over the human heart, like it says in the Gospels, and when Mary said, you know, the dawn from on high has broken upon us, or Zechariah said, the dawn from on high has broken upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. The devil manipulates the power of death. He uses it to enslave us to fear and to get on the treadmill of doing everything we can to deny it, to escape it, to distract ourselves from it. It's a big reason why humanity gets to the place where it doesn't manage its heart and mind and time well, because we're in a battle that we don't have a solution to, we don't fully understand it, and we don't know how to face it on our own. So there the Lord is bringing the whole world to come face to face with its last and its greatest enemy, death. And in that moment, he's drawing his church closer. He was quieting us down. He was taking away the distractions so that we would come to him. And I hope that's what happened with you. And I hope you've gone deeper with the Lord and come to terms with the fears and the anxieties and things that were dominating your life, because that's the human struggle. And the Lord wants the attention of the church to be able to walk in faith and deep trust and surrender because of what else is unfolding in the world, because of the deeper shaking that we've already seen come. One of the things Jesus is doing, he's emptying some of the idols that are present in the world that we lean on. He's exposing the wounds that are present that need to be healed. And he wants us as a church to See it and receive it. For example, the economy. I mean, at the beginning of January, we had the biggest economy, some say, in the history of the world. Amazing. People made amazing amounts of money. Jobs were everywhere. And in a moment, it all went away. We lean on those things. You know, there's nothing wrong with money. There's nothing wrong with jobs. We're supposed to be working and using our talents and using our treasures for the right kind of things. But it's really easy for people who are trapped in a battle against the fear of death to look to find something more in money and in material things and things that are less than us even, certainly less than God, to become our dominant focus and at the center of our lives. We lean in it, and it's the place where we find comfort, security, even confidence. Remember, Cardinal Newman said at one point, faith is an idol in such a way that people believe that with money all things are possible. I can secure my safety. I can intensify my influence, my power. I can have anything I want. And so that idol right before us gets emptied. And Jesus shakes it. He shook it. And that was part of the panic and the fear and the concern. And we're still not out of the woods on it. A lot of pain, a lot of difficulty. And the Lord is calling us in the midst of that shaking or that storm to lean into Him, to trust in Him, to literally believe His words. And one of the things that gets manifested in the storms like this and the shaking is the true condition of your heart and mine, of the hearts of God's people. Are we really living in the way that He's called us to? Are we living from Him? When He said, abide in me, abide in my spirit. The Father loves you. I'm with you always till the end of the age. And they've come to dwell in us, which is the greatest gift, the greatest source of strength, the greatest source of safety. And Jesus said, if you abide in me, He's going to produce the stuff that allows us to walk like He walked in the Spirit, to be filled with love and joy and peace and patience and kindness and goodness and gentleness, to put the love of God, the first commandment, in its first place. I was reading the other day in Ralph Martin's book, Fulfillment of All Desire, we had a little discussion about it, where St. Bernard of Clairvaux said, at one point he experienced the Lord taking him into the wine cellar, to taking him into the place where he was plunged into the love of God in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And Bernard said that the Lord ordered his loves. That is, He did internal surgery on Bernard and helped Bernard put first things first, to put the love of God above all things and the desire to be with God, to obey God, to walk with God, and then to love our neighbor as ourselves. And of course, like the Beatitudes, to be able to walk out, to be poor in spirit, to mourn with those who mourn, to mourn the church's lack of response to the Lord and living in it, to walk in meekness, to have our strength, the strength God has given us as human beings, to walk with strength under control, to be at the service of love and not to wield it against people, to wield our strength, to seek holiness, to walk with a pure heart, to have the one thing at the center of our life, which is God, to be peacemakers, to extend God's mercy, and to be willing to be persecuted for righteousness' sake, to have that reality come to us. Now, in the midst of crisis, what ends up happening is, in some ways, the true self, where we are right now, comes out. And we're a mixed bag. And it's important for us to be able to see it, because the storms, I really do believe, friends, the storms we're facing, even the storm that came as a result of the killing of George Floyd in Minnesota, that released a bomb. And government itself was shaken, and we're still dealing with it. Things are being shaken. Our security about our health, our security about our bank accounts, our security about our future, our health, our identity, security about the stability of the government. And one of the things the Lord wants us to see, brothers and sisters, is everything is shakable. Like Hebrews chapter 12, the Lord said, once more I will shake not only the earth, but also the heavens. This phrase, yes, once more, indicates the removal of what is shaken as of what has been made in order that what cannot be shaken may remain. The people of God need to know that everything in this world is shakable, so to speak. It's not strong enough to withstand the full spiritual battle. It doesn't provide for us what we need. And if we lean on it and we trust in these things too much or are preoccupied by them, we're not abiding in the Lord. We're not walking in Him. And therefore, we're not light and salt in the way He wants us to be. So the Lord has to come and detach us from these things. He has to expose their limitations so that we can look to see what is unshakable, what is ultimate. So here's the story, Matthew 8, verse 23 through 27, today's gospel. And Jesus got into a boat. His disciples followed Him. Suddenly, a violent storm came up on the sea so that the boat was being swamped by waves. But He was asleep. Jesus was totally calm in the storm. He was sleeping in a boat in a storm. They came and woke Him, saying, "Lord, save us. We're perishing." He said to them, "Why are you terrified, O you of little faith?" Then He got up, rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was great calm. And the men were amazed and said, "What sort of man is this, whom even the winds and the sea obey?" In Mark's account, the Gospel of Mark, he said, "Master, do you not care if we perish?" So there the apostles are. They've been living with Jesus. He's even right there physically. And a storm comes up, and they're terrified. And they're terrified of what? They're terrified of dying. And they start to lose clarity. They start to lose their balance and confidence and trust. They say to Jesus, "Do you not care if we perish?" Like, don't you care about us? Isn't that what happens, friends, when we're caught in storms? Did that question arise in any of you over the last few months? It's normal for something like that to happen, and that's part of what's supposed to happen in a moment of shaking like this. Friends, just like with the apostles, Jesus was in control of everything in that moment, despite what they experienced. And Jesus was expecting their faith and trust in Christ to give them certain security in a moment of feeling completely out of control and the potentiality of facing death, right, or experiencing death. And so Jesus rebuked the storms. He has command over it all. He wants us to be able to see it. His total authority belongs to Jesus over nature, over societies, over the kingdom of darkness. He has total authority. We're still living in a battle. There's a possibility of our being deceived and seduced by the enemy. And Jesus has to do whatever it takes and permit things to happen that will wake us up or will shake us. And that's what the Lord is doing. He's permitting something to happen now. And He's saying to us, "Don't be terrified, O you of little faith, but trust in Me." So it's a time to come to Him, to cling to Him, and to allow trust in God and have no anxiety, as Jesus said, but to seek first the kingdom and let that be our focus, and then let the Lord take care of all that we're facing. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.